the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Today we heard this beautiful story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, who was a man who was short of stature, not very big, and he climbed up in this sycamore tree to see Jesus. It's a memorable story among all the stories in the Gospel, one that seems to be well known among most people. And as with most of these lessons and stories in Scripture, there is more going on than probably meets the eye to most of us. So I want to explain what all is going on in this story of Zacchaeus, this wee little man, as he's sometimes referred to in the famous song. So we hear that Zacchaeus is a tax collector and he's rich. Two strikes against him. Very bad in Luke's gospel to be rich. Jesus does not like rich people because of their attitude, the idea that they own everything. So this is one strike against him. But even more so is the fact that Zacchaeus is a tax collector. And remember, we have to understand the context of the time. I know none of us like sending our taxes off to the IRS. We're coming up, we're getting our W-2s and all of that stuff. And maybe we're paying attention to how much money we sent the tax collector, and you know, we don't like that. But even more so in the time of Zacchaeus, you don't like the tax collector because the tax collector rips you off. You know, think about it. If you are someone who's living in Jerusalem or that surrounding region back in the time of Jesus, you couldn't just hop on a domestic flight or an international flight. I guess it still is, but it's basically like a domestic flight for us to go from Jerusalem to Rome. It's not that far if you're able to take a plane. But back in those days, what are you going to do when the tax collector shows up? And you say, I calculated for you my taxes and what I owe is 100. And he says, no, you owe 150. No, what do you mean? It says right here, I did it right. Check my calculations. It's 100. He says, no, you owe me 150. What are you going to do? Walk to Rome and protest? Or let him arrest you. You're going to give him the money. He's going to keep 50 for himself, and he's going to give 100 to Rome that you owe. That's how the tax collector became rich. It's why they were so despised. But even more so, there's something going on with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is Jewish. We know this by his name. And so this is even worse to the Jews, because any tax collector is taking some of your money, some of your hard-earned money, and they're sending it to Rome so that Rome can fund their powerful army that's occupying your city that you think belongs to you, and that you believe the Messiah is going to come and is going to free you from the Roman army and deliver back to you your city. And so not only does Zacchaeus have this strike against him that he's a tax collector in general, but Zacchaeus is seen by his fellow Jews as a traitor, as someone who has compromised himself with Rome, who is your enemy, who's occupying the city. So Zacchaeus is going to be seen in a very negative light by the Jews of Jesus' time. And that's why we hear in this gospel reading there was the grumbling that Jesus would go to the house of someone like this. And to go to someone's house means that you're having fellowship with them, that you're sitting down at the same table with them. And this would have been forbidden by the customs of the time for a good, clean, upright Jew to enter into the home of someone who is a traitor, someone who has become friends with your enemy and is helping to fund your enemy. And so this is why we hear the people were grumbling and upset that Jesus would go to his house. But even more what's going on in this story, we hear the fact that not just that Zacchaeus climbed a tree, but specifically he climbed a sycamore tree. It's not well known to us because it's only in my understanding in Egypt and Israel that a sycamore tree is a type of a fig tree. It's not the case for us here in the United States and for most of the world. And why do I bring this up, the fact that a sycamore tree is a very large fig tree? is because of the fact that the fig tree in the Old Testament often symbolizes or represents the Jews, the way of the Mosaic law, and its flourishing indicates the flourishing of Israel. You know, we actually hear about this, people wonder, what does Jesus have against figs? Remember, he curses the fig tree? We hear about that on Holy Week. Why on earth would Jesus curse a fig tree? Well, again, what is going on there is Jesus is pointing out the fact that his own nation had denied him. His own nation was turning away from him. And so you see in that passage right after he curses the fig tree, he mentions, if I'm being rejected by you, the Jews, then I'll take my message to the nations and they'll accept it. And so this idea that Zacchaeus is wanting to see Jesus, he's wanting to be healed. He realizes the way he's living is not right and that perhaps Jesus has something to offer. And like so many of the Jews of Jesus' time, Zacchaeus tries to go the way of the Pharisees, the way of the Mosaic law, the way of self-righteousness, and going the way of this fig tree. And Jesus calling Zacchaeus down from the fig tree and saying, no, I'm going to go to your house. Jesus is showing him there is a different way. It's not the way of the law, which is ultimately becomes the way of self-righteousness. Because we're all keeping track, have I done this, have I done that? Have you done this, have you done that? But the way of Jesus is a different way. It is the way of mercy. It's the law of mercy and compassion. That's the law that we're under. And so Jesus calls him down from this sycamore tree, this fig tree. And he says, the way of salvation is to invite me and my ways into your house, to accept me into your house. And we hear in the prayers, those of you who have had your house blessed this season, perhaps you remember hearing the prayer. Well, the main prayer of the house blessing service, where we say about Jesus, we say, He who condescended into the house of Zacchaeus and thereby brought salvation to him in all his household. We ask that same God to enter into the house of those whose house is being blessed and to bless them and their household. And we see in Zacchaeus' response a different way than the way of the Mosaic law, a different way of understanding salvation, which is one that is not one of self-righteousness, but of one that when we receive God's grace, as Zacchaeus received it. When Jesus came into his house, Zacchaeus then took that grace, that mercy that he was given, and he multiplied it for others. So Zacchaeus didn't just say, thanks for coming to my house. I appreciate it, Jesus. Thank you for blessing me and giving me salvation. Goodbye. See you next time. That's not what Zacchaeus did. What Zacchaeus did is he multiplied that mercy. He went out and he gave half of his goods to the poor. He blessed those who needed God's mercy with his means. And then not only that, but he went and restored fourfold to those from whom he had stolen. In other words, he didn't just say, I'm sorry, but he actually repented. He changed the way that he lived his life. And he went out and he sought to reconcile, to truly reconcile, with those he had wronged. And so today, brothers and sisters, as we hear this story of Zacchaeus, we are reminded to follow the way of Jesus. We are inviting Jesus, we should be inviting Jesus into our house, accepting his grace, his mercy, and his righteousness, not only for ourselves, but then extending that and multiplying it for those who are in need and reconciling with those who have been wrong. May our God, the God of Zacchaeus, help us to do that and to behave and to respond as he responded and behaved. To our God be all glory, honor, and worship, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Praise to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens.